It's 106.5 Mountain FM. Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, Elevation Place. The plot thickens.
A victim of its own success. Administration for the town has been working with private sector health and wellness businesses, gyms and trainers, coaches. Some saw an immediate effect when Elevation Place opened to their business. Others have seen an effect over time. And the concern is that this is a municipal facility. It's growing, which is great, but that growth has put it into competition with the private sector. Is that appropriate? And at what level should that be? Now, they've adjusted the ratio of number of members to classes. So what that's seen for the spring schedule is a change from 18 classes to 15 classes. Spin and core classes like yoga, these are definitely the ones that will be changing.
Now, obviously, there's a demand for those classics, and cutting back, maybe a bit of a backlash there.
You know, a very popular facility with a very robust membership. And now members of the facility are concerned that these programs and services are being cut. I think a little bit of patience might be needed because they're trying really hard to work with the industry and to see that programs get developed and more services are added, but in a way that doesn't compete, which requires work.
Yeah.
Especially when you have as many health and wellness businesses offering these things in the private sector as we already do. And I mean, Athletic Evolution went 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
This is one business that has seen its bottom line affected. They're trying to find ways to innovate themselves and offer things to attract people to their businesses.
And that innovation argument, I think, is something we should talk about as well, because I believe it's in the Rocky Mountain Outlook letter to the editor. We got this a little while ago from Tom. His argument is that, you know, these private gyms, instead of innovating and trying to offer something that would draw people to them or draw people back to them, they're trying to stifle the competition by attacking a very popular service at Elevation Place.
What we need to realize with Elevation Place is that the way that it has been developed to run is like a business, but it's supposed to have a community conscience. So how does that work? And what's the policy on how far does it go in competing with the private sector? It's one of those fundamental things where, you know, you don't want government competing with private industry, but that's exactly what we have in this situation.
But, you know, if it does lead to, you know, more competitive rates and desirable programming at our local gyms, is that necessarily a bad thing?
No, and that's just it. I think that what we'll see out of this process is maybe there's just three less classes for this schedule, because this schedule is coming out right now. They have staffing requirements. They have to know that what changes they're going to make for spring and summer.
Sure.
Fall, winter, maybe we'll see some new and different kinds of programming having been worked out through that partnership with the private industry. There is direction from council to administration to have a memorandum of understanding between the town of Canmore and bricks and mortar, as they call them, industry representatives for Elevation Place. And that is still a work in progress.